She gave me an owlish stare.
Who are you? And what gives you the right to say these outrageous things?
Well, ma'am, I'm Hank the Cow Dog. We've met several times, in fact. I'm sure you remember me.
I don't remember you. Wait, are you the one who calls himself Hank the Rabbit?
No, ma'am. For some reason, you've always called me that, but it's not my real name. And I'm not a rabbit. She glanced over both shoulders.
Something strange is going on here. Do you have an appointment?
Not exactly. No. See, I just quit my... I'm in a bind, madam, and I was wondering if you might give me some...
Never mind. Let's go to my office.
She hopped away, and I followed her. We made our way down the north edge of the creek until we came to a small cave in the side of the creek bank. As we approached, she called out,
Timothy, make way, open the outer doors.
Now get this. There were no outer doors on the cave. It was just an ordinary hole in the ground. The so-called doors consisted of Madam's pet rattlesnake and bodyguard, Big Tim. Remember Big Tim? He was about the biggest, nastiest looking rattlesnake I'd ever seen, and his looks hadn't improved one bit since the last time we'd met. Big Tim had been coiled up at the entrance of the cave, and when he heard us coming, he slithered his fat diamondback self over to the side. Madam Moonshine hopped into the cave, and I stopped. Big Tim and I exchanged looks. Yipes. Those cold green eyes made the hair stand up on the back of my neck. How's it going, Tim? Been busy, I guess, huh? He stuck out his forked tongue at me. Well, great to see you again. Tell the family hello. I rushed past him and dived into the hole. There, I found myself wedged inside a narrow passageway that didn't quite fit the shape of my body. I got my head and shoulders into it, but my hyoidary region didn't make the squeeze. It appeared that I was hung up and would have to... Outside the hole, I heard Big Tim rattle and hiss. I could almost see him slithering his snakely body into a big nasty coil and taking aim at my hiney. Suddenly, I felt new reserves of energy coursing through my body. I shifted all four legs into turbo dig, bulled my way through the passage, and rolled into the main room of the cave.